Here is God's blessing and your friend and Justice Shallow, and here, young Master Slender, the peradventure shall tell you another tale, if matters grow to your likings.
Ah, I am glad to see your worships well. I thank you for my venison, Master Shallow.
Master Page, I'm glad to see you. Much good do it your good heart. I wished your venison better. It was ill-killed. How doth good Mistress Page? And I thank you always with my heart, with my heart.
Sir, I thank you.
Sir, I thank you, by yea, no, I do.
I am glad to see you, good Master Slender.
How does your fellow greyhound, sir? I heard say he was outrun on Godsell.
It could not be judged,
you'll
sir.
Not confess, you'll not confess.
That he will not. Tis your fault. Tis a good dog.
A curse, sir.
Sir, he's a good dog and a fair dog. Can there be more said? He's good and fair. Is Sir John Falstaff here?
Sir, he is within. And I would I could do a good office between you.
It is spoke as a Christian's ought to speak.
He hath wronged me, Master Page.
Sir, he doth in some sort confess it.
If it be confessed, it is not redressed. Is not that so, Master Page? He hath wronged me. Indeed he hath. As a word he hath, believe me, Robert Shallow, Esquire, saith he is wrong.
Here comes Sir John.
Now, Master Shallow, you'll complain of me to the king.
Knight, you have beaten my men. Killed my deer, and broke open my lodge.
But not kissed your keeper's daughter.
Tatterpeter, this shall be answered.
I will answer it straight. I have done all this. That is now answered.
The council shall know this.
'Twere better for you to have known in council. You'll be laughed at.
Hoka verba, Sir John. Good warts.
Good warts. Good cabbage. Slender, I broke your head. What matter have you against me?
Mary, sir, I have matter in my head against you, and against your coney-catching rascals, Bardolph, Nim, and Pistol.
You Bunbury cheese!
No, it is no matter.
Now, Mephistophilus.
It is no matter.
Slice, I say, pauker, slice, that's my humour.
We're simple, my man. Can you tell, cousin?
Peace, I pray you. Now, let us understand. There is three umpires in this matter, as I understand. That is Master Page, Fidelicet, Master Page, and there is myself, Fidelicet, myself. And the three party is, lastly and finally, mine host of the garter.
We three to hear it and end it between them.
Very good. I will make a brief of it in my notebook, and we will afterwards work upon the cause with as great discreetly as we can.
Pistol,
he hears with ears.
The devil and his tom. What phrase is this, he hears with ear? Why, it is affectations.
Pistol, did you pick Master Slender's purse?
Aye, by these gloves did he, or I would I might never come in mine own great chamber again else. Have 7 groats in mill sixpences, and 2 Edward shovel boards that cost me 2 shillings and 2 pence apiece of Yed Miller. By these gloves.
Is this true, Pistol?
No, it is false, if it is a peck purse.
Ha! Thou mountain foreigner!
Sir John and Master Mine,
I combat challenge of this Latin Bilbo. Word of denial in thy labyrinth here. Word of denial. Broth and scum, thou liest!
By these gloves, then, 'twas he.
Be advised, sir, and pass good humours. I will say marry trap with you if you run the nuthook's humour on me. That is the very note of it.
By this hat, then he in the red face had it. For though I cannot remember what I did when you made me drunk, yet I am not altogether an ass.
What say you, Scarlet and John?
Why, sir, for my part, I say the gentleman had drunk himself out of his 5 sentences.
It is his 5 senses. Fie with the ignorances.
And being fapser was, as they say, cashiered. And so conclusions pass the careers.
Aye, you spake in Latin then too.
Aye.
But it is no matter. I'll ne'er be drunk whilst I live again, but in honest, civil, godly company for this trick. If I be drunk, I'll be drunk with those that have the fear of God, and not with drunken knaves.
So God judge me, that is a virtuous mind.
You hear all these matters deny, gentlemen? You hear it?
Nay, daughter, carry the wine in. We'll drink with it.
Yes, father.
Oh, heaven. This is Mistress Anne Page.
How now, Mistress Ford?
Mistress Ford, by my troth, you are very well met. By your leave, good mistress.
Wife, bid these gentlemen welcome.